Home feels like the way of life that my ancestors lived. Home feels like when I gather my family together and we eat our traditional foods. I rolled out a regular pie crust, and this is going to be pirak, our paruga. And now I'm adding a layer of rice and a little bit of seasoning salt. And then we do a layer of chopped onions. Spread that layer out evenly. Then there's the star of our show, salmon. You can use salt salmon that you have soaked out, or you can use fresh salmon and just put a whole slab across. A lot of people do that, but this one's going to be just very plain, very basic. That's how my grandkids like it, so this is for them. In Unangam Tunu, Nordlingada Asakta cooking, Omea Unanga a cooking. So in English, my name is Becky Bendixson. I'm from King Cove, Alaska, and I lived up there for 41 years before moving to Washington State. I made a pact with myself that I was going to bring Unanga culture down here to Washington. My friend helped me form a 501c3, and we call it Northwest Unanga Culture. The beads that are hanging down, these represent the woman's hair because Unanga woman had hair usually down to their knees. A lot of long, beautiful hair. There's that one. And there's this one. Very top of the headdress, we have a circle form. And this is the circle is the portal that we travel to and from to our ancestors as we dance. Because we believe that when you are dancing, you're bringing your ancestors back. And that's why I have all the tattoos on my wrists and ankles, because we believe these are protection for them and for me. So if I have an ancestor with a bad feeling coming in, the feeling wouldn't be able to enter me. But if I come to the dance floor with the ugly feeling in me, it can't get out either. So it protects my ancestors. It's a portal to our ancestors. Home feels like when I'm teaching my culture, either to students, but more so to my grandchildren.
My name is Axel, and this is my drum, Ukatinaza.
What's the name of your drum?
Ukatinaza.
Can you drum chug it for me?
When I teach them our songs and our language, that's what home feels like.
Perfect. Good job, baby.
We didn't practice our Unanga culture in King Cove very much at all. We did the traditional foods and the hunting and everything, but as far as the dancing and speaking, my mother was beaten for speaking Unangam Tunu. She spoke that until she was six. So my mom and her sisters, they all lived really close, and they would always speak their language, but they never taught any of us kids because they were taught to be ashamed of their language. They taught that they were less than because they spoke that language. The fact that I can speak my language, the language that my ancestors were beaten for speaking, is incredible. It's so empowering. It's like, we won. This is our language, and you're not taking it from us. It's empowering. It's invigorating. It connects me to home all the time.